the rest of this fourth hour, we're going to be covering eugenics. Coming up in 30 minutes, how the eugenicists are using the fake environmental movement to not deal with real environmental crises and problems that the elite is actually generating, like out-of-control cross-species genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, things of that nature. But how they're bringing in this global carbon tax and how that fits in. So for about 10 minutes, coming up in a half hour, Paul's going to pop in with some new developments on that front with record cold weather. But I wanted to, before we get into eugenics, at the start of this live hour of video at PrisonPlanet.tv, every day during the fourth hour we go live, I wanted to draw a picture for listeners out there, a very simple, crude picture that describes effectively the false left-right paradigm. Now, in an earlier hour, I was describing how the Republican Party props up the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party props up the Republican Party. If you had one of the political parties standing on its own, when the wind came along, it would just fall over. When pressure, revolutionary pressure from the population, not liking what's going on, or new groups wanting the power structure, which is the main source of revolution. Most of it is driven by evil, just like the elite is driven by evil. Very rare to have an altruistic revolution. By itself, a single-party system will fall over. Okay? But if you take the two-party systems and you lean them up against each other, this is basically the arch. Their force going together keeps them together and makes it become a very strong, stable platform on which they can build their hierarchical New World Order system. Okay? So the current two-party system has been dominated and bought up and controlled by the elite that sits atop it. Now, the elite with a one-party system would not be balanced on top of one party. They would be subject to being toppled, being pushed over easily. But you put the two parties up against each other, they form a royal arch. And now it's very hard to separate those two because they're leaning up against each other. I'm running out of paper. Will somebody bring me another piece of paper? I mean, this is really simple, but I want to explain this to people. Here, I've got one right here. It's fine. Check it out, folks. Why do you see so many leftists like who mean well, like Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello, or the guy we had on yesterday, Henry Rollins, who are right on so many issues but then believe in leftist policies? We need a global carbon tax, but there's an elite funding that. No, the elite, the big corporations are against it because the media advertises that big corporations and oil companies are against it. Henry Rollins doesn't know, doesn't have the documents. It doesn't understand that actually that's part of a sophisticated game that, oh, the big corporations say publicly, we don't want this, it's bad, while they actually fund it. They know that the public's awake to the fact that they're corrupt, so the public will be fooled and go and support the agenda. It's please don't throw me in the briar patch. It's the old briar rabbit situation. So that's basically what we're dealing with here. And so you've got both parties leaning into each other, supporting the other one. When we come back, I'll briefly finish this, and I promise we're getting into eugenics. It's just that the Republicans' criticism of the Democrats props them up. The Democratic criticism of the Republicans props them up. It's a very simple equation. I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars listeners.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for the rest of the hour, Aaron Deitch is with us. We did a four-part series almost a year ago on eugenics, the history of it, how it formed, how it started, up until the modern time. But I thought, why not drag Aaron back in today to just give a basic overview instead of you meticulously going through all the facts, the diagrams, the documents? We'll cover some of those. They're covered in Endgame. There's a bibliography online for the film Endgame. What is the Endgame.com or EndgameTheMovie.com? For folks out there, you can see a lot of this there on the site or get the DVD and see it. Aaron, I wanted to go over with you today, just basically your view on eugenics and the scientific dictatorship, because during a break, I was briefly talking about the scientific dictatorship in the first hour. I spent about 30 minutes on it. And you're like, I can't believe more hosts don't talk about the scientific dictatorship. I can't believe more people aren't aware of the scientific dictatorship, because it really is the key to everything, understanding the elite. So from now until the next segment, give people a basic historical rundown, what we're dealing with, the elitist mindset, how eugenics tied in perfectly with the mindset that elites and royals already had of themselves being a different breed, going back to Plato believed, engineering, breeding the population. Break it down for us, just a basic overview today, because this really is what governs our entire planet, and it deserves more discussion.
Well, eugenics, by definition, was the whole movement to control human breeding, according to supposedly scientifically crafted elite minds. And it fits in perfectly well with the way world government and control of societies in the 20th century took place, too. It's all about engineered society, engineered populations. And the whole idea is that we, the general public, cannot see above the threshold to make proper decisions, so they have to be made for us.
And again, we see that at every level of left to right control paradigm. They're always trying to shorten the horizon, bring in the blinders, bring people into a very small, looking at the world through a straw instead of in a big panoramic view, limiting the data, limiting the terms to where people stay in their party, stay in their racial groups, stay in their regional groups, and then they can play us off against each other using basic psychology.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you put it that way, actually, because from Edward Bernays to Carol Quigley, all the way up to Ray Kurzweil in the modern day, and also Brzezinski in the 70s, they've all used the same basic metaphor of shrinking time and space throughout the 20th century being the reason we have to have this world government. The reason,
and that's what Orwell says. He says we're going to destroy the language, shrink it down, limit its use to where you can't physically communicate with people.
And due to planes, trains, automobiles, instant communication, we couldn't possibly escape, you know, world political control. We can't possibly escape total domination. And it's just disgusting because everything they've engineered has turned out to be a fraud, a hoax, or just otherwise malignant. I mean, everything they've scientifically engineered has only brought us down, really. While it may be genius in a pure research sense, it really hasn't helped human beings as a whole.
Well, I mean, it's a religion of greediness and control and domination, taking control of the species.
Which is fair enough to argue may be human nature, but let, you know, the whole eugenics is built on Darwin.
Well, they also say it's human nature for us to be evil and greedy, so we're going to fully embrace it. And that's why we're so strong. You're weak. You have these moral conventions.
But it's wrong from the basis. I mean, if that's human nature based on evolution, then human steering, human evolution is never going to craft a better human. I mean, if they really wanted to improve the human race, it would be freedom.
But that's not what they're doing. Because when you read into their deeper documents, that they sell the lower eugenicist on making a better society, they really admit it's about dumbing down their competition.
Yeah, certainly. And you could see that in the parable of Huxley's Brave New World. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Continue.
Yeah, I mean, going along with the engineered society, I think propaganda kind of parallels the eugenics thing as well. Edward Bernays talked about regimenting the public mind every bit as much as an army regiments their bodies, and that's the same thing they wanted to do. They wanted to regiment human breeding with eugenics. But it's all about society control. I mean, we had to look at this in the 20th century panorama overview.
And that's why the elites are in control. They're into engineering things. They're into master planning, and they're master planning your minds. And by you being taught to deny that, it's like a child, you know, denying that walking out in the street can get them killed. You deny your personal power and your destiny to be involved in the direction of the planetary development.
Yeah, I agree.
Continue. You've got a lot of quotes and articles there.
Well, one of the things I hadn't discovered at the time of the making of Endgame, which is when I got into reading all this stuff, I know a lot of our listeners have known about this for a long time, is what a great example H.G. Wells is of both the quest for world government and eugenics. And he was, of course, a protege of the Darwin and Galton family. He was trained by them in England, and then he went on to train several of their kids. And he was one of the most extreme eugenicists, many people have said more so than Hitler. He wanted to wipe out all diseased people. He was completely anti-Semitic in the sense that he wanted to wipe out the Jewish race. And, I mean, the parallels go on from there, but he's just, in the name of crafting a utopia, it's just detrimental to human
nature. Well, let's be clear, then H.G. Wells is actually embraced by the Zionists and many others because they admire the model of eugenics. They just think they are, all these groups think they are the God-man. They all think, you know, the black liberation folks think they're the God-man. The Zionists think they're the God-man. The Nazis think they're the God-man. Continue.
Yeah, but it's really this, it's just domination by elites at the end of the day. Just as in propaganda, we're controlled by an elite at the top. Now we're supposed to have science crafting us and steering human breeding. It's just disgusting. It's a separation of the species, as they write about.
Well, and they're also teaching us that we don't have free will, which we clearly do. And you know, our, quote, higher you know, mindset or spirit, whatever you want to call it, you know, the higher attributes of man versus the more bestial and low. But they tell us every day and every, you know, everywhere, men's fidelity controlled by cheating genetics. Well, I mean, They claim gambling's genetic. No, it's somebody who gets into the risk-taking and who wasn't taught that was dangerous and who didn't stay away from it. So they tell parents, don't try to keep your kids away from gambling, or don't tell them that cheating's wrong because it'll ruin your children's lives. Just say it's okay and it's my genetics, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, gambling, just like all the rest of this, is playing into a controlled paradigm, which is what I'm most offended by, really. It's the manipulation. Going into a situation thinking you have free will and an equal shot when it's really rigged stakes. It's the odds are rigged.
Again, we get back to that. Go ahead.
I think it's a controlled paradigm.
You've got hundreds of articles there you printed off. I mean, just your overall view on this, what you've discovered. We were talking behind the scenes about how real this is, how this is all the elite talks about continually. This is the real world. And the general public isn't even aware of it.
Well, I think in the larger scheme, eugenics came through Malthus and then later through the Darwins. And I think that was partially paralleled with the Industrial Revolution displacing the value of human labor, dehumanizing humans itself. And I think the new revolution...
And making humans a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, debasing us down to just raw material so the elites morally could feel good about what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, these are competing ideologies. Why do the Darwinists seek to discredit, destroy Christianity? I'm not weighing in on the debate. I'm saying, why do they seek? Because they are overthrowing an existing religion. Why does Scientology seek to overthrow psychiatry? Because they are seeking to overthrow that religion, and it is a religion. Both of them are. So you always have the new in a revolutionary way trying to overthrow the old.
Well, I think that's true, but I think in terms of the human pyramid, just as the Industrial Revolution displaced human labor, Bertrand Russell talks about that and the impact of science on society. Today, with the technological revolutions and the information revolutions, it's an even greater displacement of human value.
And they say this over and over again. They say, whereas before life was cheap and blood was cheap, now you're a liability. Now we want to get rid of you. They've been having this debate for 80 years.
Mm-hmm. That's why in the Kurzweil paradigm and his other contemporaries, it's this discussion of, well, should we, politely sort of maintain the human population or just wipe them out altogether?
And by the way, these guys run the planet, and then you try to tell the mind control public, they drool at you and laugh, because that's scary, that there's this big technocratic technocracy putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, and you're giggling and laughing as every cancer goes up thousands of percentage points. I mean, this isn't a game, folks. This isn't a joke. They're killing us right now.
Well, they've invested in this program, so there's no way they could pull out. The elites themselves are...
The whole structure is built around it.
Yeah, they're psychologically built.
The British royalty got behind this 150 years ago, and that's it.
And they believe time and space are concentrating and that human genocide is basically inevitable.
That's it. They believe everything's accelerating, and if they don't cold-bloodedly kill the majority of us, that we're going to destroy ourselves. Meanwhile, they hand out nukes to Pakistan. They hand out the mousepox design to kill every mammal on Earth. They cross-species splice everything. They are, it's like they're devils. They're busy destroying everything, and then they offer the solution as it's all being destroyed.
Yeah, and in a geopolitical sense, it's a policy of tension. There's so many distractions.
Well, they say that. They say somebody's going to destroy it, so we'll destroy things so we're in control of the process. Go ahead.
Yeah, it keeps us distracted from the real issues, too, because we think we're fighting AIDS, the isolated human epidemic, when it turns out that it's steered by science. All these,
And it's about institutionalizing AIDS and covering it up and beta testing a soft kill AIDS when they're getting ready to release a much worse AIDS.
But I think it's also about how the system has to design new problems. Huxley talks about iatric diseases caused by doctors. We've cured, a few diseases over the ages, but only by subjecting all of society to more diseases. And the more intervention they do, the more problems we have.
And they're contagious, so they've got to build a social control grid in the name of stopping other communicable diseases from third world populations, so then they can get us more herded into compact systems, so they can release the more destructive controlled weapons.
Right, it's about being herded into the compact system. Just like with politics, freedom is really a better solution, but they want to have us herded together.
All right, I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars.com audio stream. Listeners will be the only ones that can hear it. For everybody else, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You know, Aaron, I want to do a show in the next few weeks. I can pull these two. There's sites with thousands of them. But we sent off to the libraries and to where are all those big boxes of eugenics books and documents we got?
Most of it's in there.
Why don't you go get that? I want to show people the research on TV because, you know, we did off and on a year of research. We've done all this other research before. I have. But we went back. And if we saw a Margaret Sanger quote online about black people being weeds, she wanted to kill all of them, you know, to the Colgate Foundation or whatever, we would go and send off to university and get Xerox copies of the official letter. And then we had so much evil that we didn't even put that in the film, Endgame. I mean, you know, that's the level of this stuff. It's like yesterday, I had one of my new IT guys in here, Paul Hartman. And he's like, yeah, my wife didn't believe me about the vaccines. And I said, well, you know, they're putting AIDS in over a million ampules of factor VIII blood product. And he just started shaking his head like, and I said, oh, let's just go to, I just typed it in and pulled up MSNBC, and they admitted it. Here, let me see that. Show Aaron right now, guys. Look at this. Let me see that. Now this is just some of the research, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. This is just some of the eugenic stuff. And this is letters about how they're going to kill us.
Not that one.
That's Final Cut Studio stuff, because all the others are. I mean, this is just, each one of these is completely population control, eugenics, present, future. See that? And then it just goes through that.
Well, this one may be.
Yeah. Quotes. Okay, you wanted eugenics quotes? There is a giant folder on quotes. You want Margaret Sanger letters? Here, let's see what's in here. I mean, the amount of work that we went into on this film, how they're using the fake global warming movement, Rothschild quotes about how they're going to control us. I mean, this type of research we do, and then you can't even, it's like you get the knowledge, and then you can't even cover it all. God, the amount of work we did on that film, it just blows me away. It's like 20 films. Transhumanism quotes about how they're going to kill all of us, and their own books, and how they only want us to have a one-child policy. I mean, it's all right here. It just Aaron, any comments on all this?
You know, we try to cover as much as we could. There's a lot of books and stuff you don't see here, too. And even more stuff that we just read online and cross-referenced.
That's right. We had some ghostwriter author, and then we didn't finish the project. And he ran off with, like, 10 books. I mean, we need to get him to give us our books back.
Yeah.
I don't know why he got paid for not doing the work and then ran off with our books. This whole country's falling apart. Oh, my God. Anyways, keep going.
Well, I think it's key that Nazi Germany is the country that ran away with eugenics, and they're also the country that was most statist, most centralized, and they're the ones who went too far with everything.
Well, when the government gets its shot, what do? With foster children, 68% national average on more than one psychotropic drug. I mean, everywhere they have a controlled group, what do you get? You get hell on earth. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just eugenics is part of state control. I mean, the United States also centralized everything it did under FDR. And I've been perusing some various propaganda films. And just to reiterate the point ad nauseum, you see how they controlled workers' groups, how they controlled universities, how they controlled this particular sector of industry, this particular sector of industry, all behind the war effort. But it's still all it's centralization and control. And it's Nazi Germany who instituted marriage licenses, an idea that came from the U.S. and England. It's Nazi Germany who wanted to approve breeding for the elite and then liquidate the underclasses.
You know what I just ran into here? And then the Nuremberg defense was they learned us all from the U.S. and England. We just ran into the secret FEMA documents from the pastors. We never put that in the film. About the clergy response teams. Just ran into that again. Go ahead. There's no way to cover it all. Keep going.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything you saw in Nazi Germany, the concentration camps were invented by the British during the Boer War, which is just goes.
Well, that's the popular invention. They were actually used here in the war, against the independent colonies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Andrew Jackson's family.
Well, I guess nothing was invented really in history.
Well, no, you're right. The official, when they were first calling concentration camps, was in the Boer War.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, overall, I think eugenics was a movement to steer the world into centralized control, and it's just concentration of breeding. I don't know what else to say about it.
Stay with us when Paul Watson comes on, because, you know, how are they going to sell us on eugenics? They can't call it eugenics. They can't call it Nazism. They can't call it communism. All their other isms that the bankers use to push this social engineering have been discredited. They have a new term, environmentalism. Stay with us. But we're going to skip this break. Aaron, keep talking. Other points you want to cover while we get Paul Watson on.
One point I wanted to cover on your...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, we're back live. Paul Watson joins us. He had a story today up on PrisonPlanet.com. Global cooling, unprecedented ice storms in Kenya. All the major governmental 10-year weather stations report record cold in the last 10 years. And if it continues, it's going to be one of the coldest decades coming up on record. The sun was the hottest it's ever been recorded in 200-plus years, with the most sunspots. And the spot's just an explosion on the sun, sending out different types of radiation at the planet and out into space. Now there are no spots for the first time ever. No spots, meaning really cold weather's coming. And it'll take a few years to get here, but, boy, we're going to be freezing our butts off. They've already shifted gears, the globalists, and they're saying it's now global cooling. Got to ban carbon dioxide. That means tax you. They're not going to really ban it. License it. A license is an authorization to do something that would be illegal. And this is their eugenics control grid, and they state it's that. To keep your energy usage down, to control you, to regulate you, to make you a third world slave, so you have to be under government control and government health care for eugenics. You think it's free health care? No, it's a eugenics hospital complex that is going to have their way with you. They're also shutting down the farms and ranches under the animal ID, premises ID. They're going for broke, the social engineers, right now. Paul Watson, thanks for coming on with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
Tell us what's going on with the weather.
Well, what's going on with the weather is the fact that there has been no global warming since 1998, and now they admit that there will be no global warming over the next 10 years. And the consequences in the rapid decrease of solar activity are beginning to be felt across the globe.
And again, we had the entire solar system for the last 25 years with probes and telescopes, liquid, hard frozen moons of Jupiter and Saturn are now liquid seas of methane and things like that. They're not H2O, unfortunately. But the point is we have volcanoes going off on Mars, ice cap shrinking by a mile a year on Mars. And what is, what do the global warming people say? They just say, nope, Saturn and Jupiter are closer to the sun than Earth. They say, nope, there are no ice caps on Mars. Of course, there are, but they know the public are dumbed down.
Well, the fact is, Alex, that according to all the polls, even though this global warming propaganda is going out at all levels on an incessant basis, people aren't buying it. The polls show that people are at best apathetic to it all, and certainly in America, the majority just aren't buying it. So the man-made global warming advocates are beginning to make more and more shrill and alarmist claims, and then coming in with more wilder solutions.
Let me explain how this works. I was explaining earlier how if you have one political party, it's easy to topple it. It can be pushed over. But if you have two big political parties or two supposedly different ideas leaned up against each other, then it gives the illusion of choice. They push together, and it makes them very hard to push over. Well, it's the same thing. You've got the European Union, and you've got the U.S. in this false bipolar world. It's really controlled by the same banking elite. And they would say, look at the Americans, they're for torture. Look at the Americans, they're for secret arrest. Look at the Americans, they're for attacking innocent countries. They lie about WMDs, and they're ignorant. They don't believe in global warming. And so because the Americans were wrong on all these other things, by design, well, I'm not an ignorant American. I'll go ahead and support global warming, global tax. Those greedy Americans are too wasteful and pig-like. Well, that is true. We're wasteful, pig-like SUVs. Doesn't mean we aren't wasting and doing some things that are bad and consumerist. So there's that idea in Europe. They don't see that it's about a tax and control. And so because George Bush was against it, they got behind it. As soon as Europe got behind it, Bush came out for it. And then we saw Pat Robertson go out on TV and say, it's of the Lord, global tax. Jesus says, do it. So, again, another example of how they play two sides off against each other that are really connected and run by the same group. Paul Watson, go ahead.
Yeah, precisely. And then if you speak out against man-made global warming propaganda, then you're called a tool of the oil companies. Well, go and take a look at who is actually promoting man-made global warming, and you will find that oil executives and people like British Petroleum's Peter Sutherland, the head there, are out meeting secretly and talking about pushing this false fear-mongering of global warming, and they're the ones doing it. And the end result is that, the people on the left just don't look into who's pushing it, and they just think it's this neocon lie to say anything against it. But the dangerous thing now is that with the wilder claims, they're coming up with wilder solutions, which is what I wrote about on Monday, one of which is, there was an article out of The Guardian called Geoengineering, the Radical Ideas to Combat Climate Change. And now they're not just talking about this because they've been doing it, and they've been doing it.
They say, we could spray the clouds. Turns out these little buggers have actually been trying to heat things up.
Yeah, they've been doing it at the U.S. Department of Energy's Savannah River National Laboratory in South Carolina, conducting tests of spraying sulfur dioxide into the upper atmosphere.
We need a big report about, chemtrails exposed. This has been out for 6 months, Paul. Still no story. I want a detailed story tomorrow, if you can do it, about how they are chemtrailing, how every major research institute in the world is involved.
Yeah, and 20 years ago, we were all being told that the big environmental danger was something called acid rain, which was caused in part by factory and industrial emissions. And, Alex, what's the main component of acid rain?
Sulfur.
Sulfur dioxide. And this is what they're saying they will go up and spray into the upper atmosphere.
And aluminum oxide and barium. Everything the chemtrail researchers told us. I'm not kidding, folks. Thousands of U.S. universities, Canadian, British, every federal agency, and this is all declassified. They call it high altitude, aerosol spraying. What's the name of the one program? You Google it, and there's like millions of hits. And it's all, our planes will be up this weekend spraying, but that's secret. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Exactly, and it's being pushed by people like Nobel Prize winner Paul Crutzen, who proposed sending jumbo jets up to dump huge quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere.
And it turns out he did that in the late 80s, early 90s, and then he magically wins a Nobel Prize, and then the spraying starts, added to the fuel so the pilots don't know, all compartmentalized.
And what are the health effects of exposure to sulfur dioxide? Neurological effects and behavioral changes, disturbance of blood circulation, heart damage, reproductive failure, damage to immune systems, and there's a list that goes on and on.
All of their favorites, all of their faves.
Very tasty. And it, you know, it was
but it's for the Earth, Paul. It's for the Earth. It's saving us.
It causes, quote, substantial damage to the natural environment, according to the New Scientist. So this is what they want, to damage the environment to save the environment.
And the new thing is cut down all the trees because they create CO2.
Oh, yeah, trees are evil. They want to cut down beautiful, pristine, old-growth forests because... as trees age, they start to take in less carbon dioxide and give it off.
Now, again, scientifically, they know from psychology, and they say this, they say outrageous things to just shock you into going, fine. You know, I mean, that's why they come out with this and say, yes, we torture small children. It's the American way. That's meant to just shock the conscience till you finally just go, okay, fine.
Right, which is now why the Prince Philip's World Wildlife Fund is saying that CO2 not only causes global warming, but it also causes global cooling, which is why whatever happens with the weather, and whether there's a earthquake or a hurricane or whatever what happens with the weather, it's all related to human-caused emissions, so humans are the problem.
And again, this goes back to 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, witch doctors saying, give us control of society, give us the best huts, the best temples, the best food, the best women, or the goblin god will eat the sun. Well, the priests were just marking down when there was going to be an eclipse. They knew what it was. The general public didn't. And so now it's suddenly global cooling, and they have at a bunch of stores in Austin. I was at a steakhouse in Denver, and it stunk because they have no flush toilets in the steakhouse. They had special parking spots for low-emission cars. Again, Japan, England, the U.S. want to have stickers on the car that you have to have showing your carbon emission, like yellow stars. I mean, this is social engineering, folks.
It is.
Tell folks, in fact, I forgot to air it. Get that together about the bin police. Mainstream news in England, reporting it like it's good, tattle on your neighbors, see what they're doing. But see, after they get you done spying over trash, then it's what is your neighbor's political views. They always start it with something innocuous on spying, and then it moves on to everything else. Do you have that clip from yesterday? John? John, are you there? John must... Okay, do you have the clip from yesterday? I want to play the rainwater clip. I may go into overdrive today. Do you have the clip about the trash can secret police? Yeah. Okay, pull it up. Tell me when you got it. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, we were talking about geoengineering and these radical solutions to solve the problem which doesn't exist. You know, climate change has happened throughout the eons, whether it's heating or cooling, and humans have had very little to do with it in every case. But now, I wrote an article on Monday, which just even I had to read it very carefully to make sure that what I was reading was actually true, and it was there in the article. But they're now proposing, and this is out of Stanford University, a guy called Professor Stephen Schneider, at a cost of $100 billion a year to the taxpayer. They're proposing to send out a fleet of spaceships and literally park them between the Earth and the Sun to form a giant artificial cloud to block out the sun. And this is in the Guardian article that I referenced earlier, Geoengineering the Radical Ideas to Combat Climate Change. And the quote out of it is, scientists have suggested launching a constellation of free-flying craft that would sit between the sun and the Earth, forming a cylindrical cloud around half the Earth's diameter and 10 times longer. And this, they say, is to block out 2% of sunlight hitting the Earth.
But I thought they said the sun, Al Gore said, had nothing to do with heating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They will say that the sun has little to do with climate change and that it's CO2 emissions. But all these programs of geoengineering are based around blocking out the sun.
And so it all goes back to them playing God. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess that giant blazing ball of light in the sky has got something to do with climate change.
Okay, let's play. I agree. Let's play a few of these clips. I don't have time to play it all, but here's one clip about the tattletale squads. We now have these here in the U.S. as well. Here it is.
Are you naturally nosy? Do you consider yourself to be a snooper, someone who likes to know what's going on in their street? Then you're wanted, but not for a crime. To uncover those close by who are not as environmentally minded as authorities think they could be. Adverts looking for so-called environment volunteers have been springing up around the country. The resident recruitment drive by councils is for those willing to report anyone who drops litter, fails to recycle rubbish properly, or allows their dogs to foul the streets.
All right.
Critics say it's
and then you also have adverts in every major paper in England for kids to spy on their parents, fill out dossiers on them. You wear red and black uniforms. You're called climate cops. They're going to set that up here as well. They're building the whole Homeland Security apparatus. It's then going to be shifted into every one of you. We'll have a caseworker who visits you weekly. This has all been announced. This will happen. I mean, I'm sorry. You're not coming to my house, you dirty bastards. Stay out of my life. Every control freak, nobody who could ever do anything in their life could never make it. You know, controlling the arts and entertainment, just like East Germany. I mean, it is just going to be hellish. Now, here's another clip out of Utah telling you you can't collect rainwater. And then making it sound reasonable at the end of the newscast. Here it is.
Who owns the rain? Turns out, not you. You're actually breaking the law if you try to capture rain falling under your roof and pour it on your flower bed.
A prominent Utah car dealer found that out when he tried to do something good for the environment.
Okay, stop right there. It's up on InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com if you want to see it. But the bottom line is it's the same sales tactic. We're doing this for your own good. We're doing this for the earth. He was doing it for the environment, but it wasn't good enough. And at the end, he submitted to them, and they just explained that the government owns you. You know, that's why T. Boone Pickens is grabbing all those area for wind power. It's about the water under it, and it's a big scam. But he tells you it's for the environment, you'll go for it. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, now you've got a situation in Britain, which I talked about last time I was on about this, where a guy allegedly, I stress allegedly, because he claims he didn't, but maybe he did, maybe he's evil, allegedly dropped an apple core when he was walking down the street. And he was subsequently pursued by environmental snoops who then called the regular police. He was handcuffed, arrested, and kept in a cell for about 12 hours.
Yeah, this is total tyranny. And if you say the word homosexual, you're arrested in England, BBC reported. Again, hardcore super tyranny in your face. Go ahead, Paul.
And there was another case where a woman and a young child had bought a sausage roll from a food stand, and the mother was feeding it to her daughter, and a tiny piece of the pastry dropped on the floor, and immediately pigeons swooped down and ate it up. But this crime was spotted by an eagle-eyed environmental crimes unit official who came running across the street and demanded the authority to fine this woman for dropping a tiny piece of pastry on the street.
Now again, they're creating the Stasi force out of environmental wackos who don't care about cross-species, genetic engineering, GMO, you know, real crises. It's about maximum enforcement on the general public. You think it's bad with cops everywhere writing you tickets now? You know, 10 times what it was decades ago. It's going to get hundreds of times worse. Every control freak, nobody in your face. We're going to talk behind the scenes in a minute, Paul, for the InfoWars.com audio streams. Before we end this segment, come back in the final segment with Aaron with some eugenics quotes that he didn't have in here earlier. I wanted to tell people about a Cola Blue. They tell you you can't have the water. They tell you that you can't collect rainwater. They tell you, you know what, it's totally legal, and even if it was, they can go to Hades. To go to acolablue.com, E-C-O-L-O Blue, there's a big banner up on Infowars.com, acolablue.com, get 7.5 gallons a day out of the atmosphere, out of the air in your own home or out on your porch, and it makes 7.5 gallons, no sodium fluoride, them forcefully medicating you with a chemical weapon, none of that. Give them a call, 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, acolablue.com, 866-585-4044, acolablue. You know what? I'll take rainwater out of the sky if I want. You know something? You better drill your wells now. Even in Texas, they're trying to ban having your own well. It'll be grandfathered in. They're coming. The scum. There's no jobs left in America. There's only cop and enforcer and bureaucratic jobs. They're going to go from 3 million cops to 10 million. They've announced it. They're going to run your life. It's going to get bad, folks. You think it's bad now? You ain't seen nothing.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Final segment, ladies and gentlemen, two sponsors I want to tell you about. Well, one of them is Infowars.com video and bookstore online, where you get films like Fabled Enemies just out. You can order it now shipping, or watch it online. Super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. Burn disc of it. Get it out to people. There's also eFood Direct. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful storable foods company who I've been buying food from for about 7-8 years. Lasts more than 10 years in controlled climate, 10 years in your garage. Call, get a free brochure. There is so much more. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Regardless, with talk of war, famine, police state, depression, I hope none of it happens. But if there's a 10% chance of it happening, which there definitely is, why not have high-quality storable foods that are freeze-dried and dehydrated, stored in very small areas? 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I really hope that you will take action on that. Also, when you're on Infowars.com, be sure and check out the banners to the great folks at New Vitality. Hundreds of great, well-documented herbal remedies and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and aloes, colon cleanse, very, you know, known for hundreds of years to clean out your guts, detoxify. They've got things like Super Beta Prostate, just a great line of products. Give them a call, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Or you can also go to their website, newvitality.com. If you forget that website, simply go to Infowars.com. Now, everything's overkill here. And I told Aaron I wanted some of the quotes, and so he went out and got them. And now he has like 50 pages in his hands. We have about 3 minutes left here, Aaron. So if you want to read a few globalist quotes about eugenics, go ahead.
All right. I'll start with Margaret Sanger. The most merciful thing a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. That is reprinted in Woman and the New Race. Birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race. That's Margaret Sanger in Women, Morality, and Birth Control. Eugenic sterilization is an urgent need. We must prevent multiplication of this bad stock. Margaret Sanger, April 1933, Birth Control Review. Eugenics is the most adequate and thorough avenue to the solution of racial, political, and social problems. Margaret Sanger, The Eugenic Value of Birth Control Propaganda. The campaign for birth control is not merely of eugenic value, but is practically identical with the final aims of eugenics. Margaret Sanger, The Eugenic Value of Birth Control Propaganda. The marriage bed is the most degenerative influence in the social order. Margaret Sanger, The Woman Rebel.
Yeah, so you wonder why all these big Rockefeller-funded people, and she was, were out, get rid of the family, get rid of this and that. It's not to empower women, it's to enslave you. And in all their internal documents, which are now published, these are university, you know, documents, it's about getting us all to be slaves. This is so cold-blooded. Meanwhile, you roll your sleeve up and trust what they shoot you full of? Go ahead.
Give dysgenic groups, people with bad genes, in our population their choice of segregation or compulsory sterilization, April 1932. And here's a quote about Margaret Sanger. As we celebrate the 100th birthday of Margaret Sanger, our outrageous and our courageous leader, we will probably find a number of areas in which we may find more about Margaret Sanger than we thought we wanted to know. Faye Waddleton, past president of Planned Parenthood.
All right, stop. I know you've got hundreds of pages there. Tomorrow, sometime, maybe at the first of the show, 20 minutes with you, Aaron, to read more of these sickening eugenics quotes. Okay? Again, your liberal leaders want one thing, to kill you blacks and Hispanics. Your Republican leaders are there to neutralize whites. Wake up to the New World Order. I had a bunch of guests on, a ton of calls. I covered key info in the first hour. Key information on the eugenics program in the first hour today. Retransmission starts now. One place, Infowars.com audio streams. Everybody else, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.